Here we go again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Welcome back to all our listeners. Thanks to Alex Cooper and Chris Gerald for all their support in building the show and improving our quality. I don't know if anybody's watching recently. We got a whole new set of equipment, new cameras, 4D streaming, so we should have better quality. I'll still be as ugly as ever. I'll promise you that. Our next guest, Victoria Dew of DewPoint Communications.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Tell us about DewPoint Communications.
My company, DewPoint Communications, is helps smaller businesses grow faster, smarter, more sustainably through culture and employee communication.
Wow. So there's a so altruistic side to your strategy, correct?
Well, it's actually just really good business. You know, I come from a corporate communications background, and larger companies know that there's a huge ROI on getting the people side of the business right. They know that you have greater revenue, greater productivity, better recruitment and retention, better work quality, innovation, and safety. But a lot of smaller businesses don't have that capability, and so they're not able to access those benefits. So that's why I created this company.
Interesting. So how long ago did you create the company?
We're about a year old.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let's go in the Wayback Machine. Let's go through your career history that led you to this. What's your background?
So I come from a corporate communications background, as I said, and always focusing on what in the corporate sphere is called internal communications, but most people would just think of it as employee communications. I lived overseas for many years, and I think I've been doing this about 12 years, and I think overseas what I saw was that companies take the people side a lot more seriously. I think that there's a different attitude towards talent. So even in larger companies, it allowed me to kind of gain a lot of experience and see a lot of different kinds of businesses, sizes of businesses, and see how you really grow great employee experiences and how that translates into better business.
Interesting. And do you have a specific target market that you work with or in general?
I like to work with all different kinds of sizes of business. So there's a few different really interesting inflection points for me. I see some companies and business owners who are small, and they're sort of, maybe they're 3 to 5 people, and they're about to start growing and growing their teams. And they come and they say, I want to get this right. I know that this people side is really important. I know I want to create a great culture, and I'm not quite sure how to do it. And I love seeing those businesses because they're at this really critical time when they can really embed and hardwire some of those great practices into their businesses that are going to support them as they grow. And then there's another point when a company has sort of grown and they're larger and they're about to get larger. So maybe the business owner or CEO doesn't know every employee's name anymore. And so there's a whole opportunity there to really make sure you've got the structure and communication systems in place so that everyone's on the same page and all your employees are firing on all cylinders. And as companies grow, there's a point at which they do want and need a dedicated in-house employee communicator, and I like to support that transition as well.
So can you give for our listeners a sort of client sort of a preview of how, you know, someone you don't have to mention the company, how you entered and the types of projects you did for them specifically, so it's a little more concrete?
Sure. So one of the first things I like to do is work on mission, vision, values if a company doesn't have that in place already. So I've seen clients who have been having trouble retaining employees and being able to come in there, look at what's the business they want to grow. Is it shaped according to their strengths? And then looking at what are the mission, vision, values, what's the culture they want to create so that everyone who works there understands what's expected, what's the company we're building, how we agree to treat each other, how we want to behave, how we want to engage with our customers, putting that piece of work together, and then designing and implementing a communications plan or strategy that supports that, and especially at that a smaller size, supports the business owner and makes it easier and possible for them to really have that strong, consistent communication with employees.
Is it usually around social marketing, advertising, PR, or all of the above?
For which part?
Communications, the communications plan.
No, so this is internal. This is just within the company.
Just with the cult. It's like internal cultural communications.
Exactly. So how leaders communicate with employees, how managers communicate with employees, but also vice versa. So making sure that employees have a voice, that they have an opportunity to participate and co-create solutions so that everyone is engaged. And that's what we call in this total employee experience. So when you have a strong employee experience, you have a strong customer experience.
Right. It starts from the inside out.
Agreed. Absolutely. I like to say that culture is like kale for your business. When the inside is healthy, the outside looks amazing.
Well, I would agree with that 100%. So do you find, what kind of resistance do you get to this type of project?
Yeah, it's so interesting. I think one of the first barriers is time, feeling like it's too hard, right? And I think especially as businesses scale and get busy, you're dealing with a lot more complexity. And so great culture and communication really does require commitment from leadership. And so I think sometimes there's a resistance because of just bandwidth. And it's kind of that hard point because it is so important. And you can't really, once you do it and you commit to it, it actually just greases the wheels for everything else and makes everything else run more smoothly. But there is that kind of moment where you have to, where a business owner has to kind of take that plunge.
Right. Interesting. Do you have anybody, it's a company, but do you have staff members who work with you or is it you?
I don't. It's me. And then I'm fortunate because I've been doing this so long, I've got an amazing network of colleagues and subcontractors who I work with who can pick up pieces of work as well.
Interesting. So have you found that the technology that you use is changing dramatically?
So it's a good question. Yes and no. I think first, certainly it is, and especially in terms of employee communications, there's so many new opportunities to add technology onto a communication strategy. There's apps and a whole new way of using social media. But I think for smaller businesses, partly I focus on I think it's important not to get overwhelmed by the technology and on the channels available because there are some real basic foundation pieces to get right. And that's really around leaders communicating consistently and with employees. So there's a whole range of ways to do that, and technology certainly offers a lot of options. But I like to help clients not get too overwhelmed by those at the outset.
Interesting. Trends that we can be looking at in the new year, we're getting towards the end of the year, that we can see that it'll be changing, you think?
Yeah, I think there's a much greater acknowledgement of employee experience equals customer experience. And I think, for example, we see some of the things in the headlines this year about companies that have gotten in trouble because there were problems with culture. And we see the impact that's had on their presence in the market. And I think that's a real interesting trend in that, 5 years ago, consumers didn't make purchase decisions based on their perception of how a company was managed and run. And we didn't buy or delete apps because we thought, I'm not sure I like how they're treating women, or I'm not sure I agree with their stance on this. And so I think that's a big trend in terms of what happens within your company. It may not be immediately visible to your customers and to the market, but it shows through.
So I would assume that leadership perspective in your type of work is very important. So do you have to do a fair amount of coaching as part of this?
100%, yeah. It's having leaders that really that understand this, understand the importance, and more importantly, understand how this really can drive their business and take their business to the next level is critical. If a leader doesn't understand it or isn't interested in this is not the piece of work to do for them.
And how do you usually bill for your services? Is it a project fee, retainers?
Yeah. A little bit of both. Project fees, there are some discrete products, like, for example, a piece of work around defining and developing and discovering your mission, vision, values, and then a piece of work around building the strategy, and then an ongoing retainer model for implementation support.
Right, good. It's all sectioned out. So, Victoria, if someone wants to find you at DuPont Communications, how would they do that?
Yeah, they can visit my website at dupointcoms.com, or I'm always happy to connect with people on LinkedIn. That's a place I'm really active in, and it's easy to find me.
Great. Do you want to give that address? Oh, you did already, DuPont.
DuPontComms.com, C-O-M-M-S.com.
Okay, great. I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. This
really,
was fun.
Really appreciate it. Hope you come back again and bring us some more case stories.
Will do.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and you can find me at my consulting firm, Mage, at the letter J, Davis, at mageusa.com. And we've been speaking with Victoria Du of DuPont Communications. And we want to thank our friend Jim Farrell for referring us to Victoria. Jim Farrell is a big part of Radio Entrepreneurs, and he's, you know, a great friend of the show. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.